Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome back to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch Podcast. I'm Frankie Delgado, here with my co-host, my favorite person, Audrina Patridge.
Thanks,
Heidi Montag Pratt will be right with us. And Brody Jenner, who isn't available to join us today, unfortunately. He's still on his little baby moon, but he will be with us in the next episodes. Today, we are breaking down Season 2, Episode 10, Apology Not Accepted. And it originally aired on March 19th, 2007. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been 16 years.
Yes. Well, and we have Andrew Perry here with us today.
I was about to do that. I was about to say, we have the magical and amazing.
I like your introduction better. Do it, Frankie.
Producer.
It's great to be here.
Sweetheart, Andrew Perry.
Yes, he was one of our favorites on the show. And he's actually been, for our new listeners, he was on a few of the previous podcasts.
Season one.
Yeah, which it's really nice to have you, Andrew, because you clear things up for us. Things get a little blurry sometimes. And we have a lot of questions about Jen Bunny, and she pops up in this episode again.
A lot of questions.
I'll answer everything I can, contractually, of course. No, it's great to be here. Thank you. It's fun watching the show again, even though it was, as you said, a while ago.
I'm sure it was crazy for us too, but I'm sure as being a producer on The Hills, it was crazy for you guys going through just everything with editing. And then we were talking about the paparazzi whenever we were filming and just having to.
There's a ton of moving parts. And also as I was watching it, I was realizing how much how we shot played a role in how we told the story, the night of Lauren's birthday party that's in this episode, that all happened, it all happened in a row. But a lot of the prep for it was, a day before. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we did prep stuff afterwards, too, which is the stuff that you don't usually think of.
Yeah.
And so, we're guiding the story. We're trying to form it into something. And it was, it was a trip because I remember that night at Hyde. I remember all of that stuff. But it was, again, it's a while ago.
Andrew, Audrina, this is a very, very, very important episode. It changes a lot of things in life.
It really does.
This is when Frankie Delgado actually pops in at Lauren's birthday party at Hyde. And you finally can put my face
finally,
on the show.
Finally, Frankie's
after
on.
After all the episodes and seasons and places where I was just there on the background, you guys finally use my beautiful face. And, I'm in.
I loved it. When I was watching it at home, I freezed it, of course, I could make sure it was you.
And your glowing skin.
Right. You still look great. I mean, you were younger. It was a younger Frankie.
I was younger.
It was a younger Andrew, too.
We all were. Oh, my gosh.
Younger, thinner. I had a jaw back then. And no facial hair. So,
you still look good, Frankie.
Oh, thank
you're
you.
Handsome.
Thank you.
Well, this episode, for those of you guys tuning in, it's basically Heidi throws Lauren a surprise party.
She sure does.
For her birthday. She's turning 21. And Jen Bunny decides to apologize and tries to level with Lauren about what really happened with Brody.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very juicy episode.
Very juicy because there's so much little details that really change, but you think it's about to change.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. After this episode, the next two or three, really, it just changes everything, every friendship, relationship.
And that's why season three was one of the biggest seasons The Hills ever had, because it leaves you on this was this the end and everybody goes their own separate ways, or is this coming back and they have and they want more, right?
Everybody wanted more. This is right. I feel like this really, right, Andrew, is when it started really kicking off and people were interested. And
it did in between seasons after Lauren, you know, didn't go to France. I think that built up a lot of viewer expectation for the beginning of this season. And then the thing that I liked about this episode and this season is that we were getting into bigger, real, heartfelt problems. It wasn't just, I'm going to drop out of school, or Jason is sometimes my boyfriend or sometimes isn't.
Yeah.
We were getting into the real dynamics that we really wanted the show to be. Because the show is, you know, we wanted to tell the story of four women living in Los Angeles and the dynamic of that. And I think you see a lot of that with the relationships of, you know, different things are pulling Heidi in different directions. Different things are pulling, Jen Bunny in a different direction too. So,
this episode, it's the scene that kicks off this whole episode is when Heidi breaks it to Lauren that Spencer wants her to move in with him.
Spencer asked me to move in with him.
Yeah, Lo told me. I was surprised you told Lo before me, though.
And Lauren expresses how she was disappointed that she told Lo before her. That was in the New Year's Eve. But Heidi tells Lauren that she's decided to stay at the Hillside Villas with Lauren, and she's not moving in with Spencer. And then Lauren was relieved, and she just says, and Lauren had the best quotes, like the one-liners, always.
Yeah.
She said how finding a good roommate is like a good pair of jeans. You hang on to them.
That is true, though.
It is.
A good pair of jeans isn't just out there. And when you do find one, I know for a fact that I have my pair of jeans that I will not let go. And they're my Cotton Citizen jeans. They're the best jeans ever.
Yeah.
And I can never find another pair of jeans like those.
I have a good pair. They're really ripped and beat up, but I still wear them.
You got to wear them.
You do. You got to.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, and when Heidi's going to join us, she's with the baby right now, but when she joins us.
Yeah, we got to ask her about like what made her change her mind in that moment to say, hey, I'm not, she had already kind of committed the other way in her heart with Lo, telling Lo that she's going to move out. And now she's like, no, never mind. Bamboozled.
Yeah, I think she's kind of in a pickle. She loves Spencer and wants to give him that, you know, move in with him. But then, and she'll be able to speak for herself when she comes on. But
she did love Lauren as well.
Yes, she did.
So or she does. I don't know.
She was in a pickle. Didn't know what to do.
So true. So
what do you remember of this, Andrew?
From the Heidi Lauren moments that we shot, I know that those, you know, I'm sure that we told Heidi, let Lauren know what you want. Like, if you want to move out, let her know that. If you don't want to move out, let her know that too.
So it was a free will.
Yeah, I'm sure
there.
I'm sure we shot
both ways.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if we did that, if we said it that way.
You would do it both ways sometimes. You'd be like, let's try it this way and let's try it this way.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to craft a story, and it's trying to make sense out of chaos. And so we want options when we're editing. But also it's like, we're not going to fake that Heidi's living there if she's not.
Or
and we're
not
going to fake that she's living with Spencer if she didn't truly want to. It's not like, and now go live with Adrina and Frankie and Brody's going to be your new friend. It's like, we're trying to thread the needle through.
What's happening.
Yeah. Right? Is this close enough to what they're really, to what Heidi was really feeling? And I'm sure she'll tell us. I know that for Lauren, not to speak for her, but it was a very, I'm sure the Lo thing was upsetting to her, but, I'm sure also this was probably shot months afterwards. So it wasn't news to Lauren, but it was news the way she was finding out inside the show.
Uh-huh.
That's what I remember. Mm-hmm. And the other parts of the Spencer move in with me moment, I don't remember that one, but it obviously happened. And I'm sure it's something that we knew was going to be in that scene. Like he might've told us that too.
Okay. Yeah. And in this episode, Heidi comes to my apartment and she's planning Lauren a surprise birthday party. And
she fooled me when I was rewatching this. I got fooled.
Really?
Yeah. Because I thought she really wasn't going to go.
Like, oh, she really, because she was talking in this scene, saying that, you know, she's going to bail on Lauren like at last minute. And then I was going to swoop in and be like, okay, well, I'll take you out.
Hello.
Oh my God. She totally bought it.
It's going to be fun. Should I bring her? I'll bring her like at 9:15-ish.
Perfect. She totally won't know. Okay. Bye.
And make it seem like, you know, just to surprise her, to really make her surprise. But I knew, I was like, Lauren is going to be mad. Like, she's
right, and
be
she
upset.
Was in the show. I mean, that wasn't, we didn't say, and now Heidi's going to pretend to tell you something and now get angry. That was Lauren's reaction. We wanted to keep the surprise party a surprise party. I mean, I'm sure we shot the scene where you say, I'll go out with you, Lauren, but it's not in the show, right?
I think in this scene,
she calls you.
She calls
me. Oh, she does. Yeah. Okay.
She's like, guess what?
Oh, okay.
She's on the stairs. She calls. She's like,
oh, that's
Heidi,
right. Yeah, Heidi
went
Heidi
to go did. Meet Spencer, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, well, I'll take you out.
Right.
So that's kind of how it.
I forgot that, yeah.
I know sometimes, though, like it wouldn't be like a real, we would do the call, but it would be like Sophia because.
Yeah, Sophia, the talent producer.
Yes, she'd be like, okay, I'm going to call you and pretend like I'm Lauren.
Well, we have to keep things going. And also, I mean, for that one, I think we didn't want to have our producer fingerprints on it. So if we said, Lauren, call Audrina, she would have known, why am I calling Audrina? Yeah. I thought I was going to dinner with Heidi. Like, she would know that we're trying to do something and we didn't want to show our hand that the party was a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes
sense.
I mean,
it's, yeah.
I mean, putting this puzzle together must be.
Well, that's the gig, you know, like you're shooting stuff mostly in order, you're editing it, and then you're figuring out what section are we missing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, do we know that Heidi feels this way or Lauren feels this way? And, you know, we've talked about it before. Without interviews, we can't get inside the cast member's head. You know, mm-hmm. we can't cut to. I was bummed that Heidi left me and I didn't even know what I was going to do the rest of the night. That's mm-hmm. me being Lauren. So, you know, we had to think about maybe we need a scene that explains that. We didn't that time, but mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. It was very much like a soap opera.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think we thought of it that way. We knew you guys are real people, but we also wanted to tell the story that we could tell with your lives. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like we're going to, and now you're this person and now you're that. No, you're who you are and we're trying.
Mm-hmm. Well, this next scene is when Jen Bunny decides to drop by Heidi's workplace to kind of. She's frustrated because she hasn't talked to Lauren and she wants to know if Lauren is upset and that, I mean, she basically says that she can't believe that Lauren would be upset with her over sloppy thirds.
I haven't talked to my best friend in 15 years for like, 3 weeks for what, sloppy thirds? Like that's crazy. What I think.
I don't understand that.
Well, this is where it's really confusing because Andrew, we had Jen on for the last couple episodes, and she said she never, ever kissed Brody. They never hooked up. Like, absolutely nothing ever happened. Some of it was manipulated by the producers, and...
Well, as you know, as producers, we never say manipulated. No. What I remember...
You made a show.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But what I remember from that time was that we were going off what we thought had happened between... Jen and Brody, which we thought was a kiss. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there was more, but we did. I don't think we were manufacturing that. And then when,
yeah, that's what I remember. There was a kiss in the back of a car. Like it was nothing. You know, it was just a kiss. It wasn't. Right. That's all I knew.
That's how I mean, I don't remember it because I wasn't there, but that's how we were thinking of it in story. And then we needed Jen to tell someone. In this case, it was Heidi. And Heidi's really quick in this scene. She doesn't want to, you know, she doesn't want to be there, it feels like, because mm-hmm. She doesn't want to
get in the middle of Lauren and
between Lauren and Jen. And you know, we didn't feed Jen the line, oh, use the line sloppy thirds, referencing Brody, which mm-hmm. is, sorry,
see, but if
Brody,
she didn't kiss him, then why would she call him sloppy thirds?
Correct. Right. I
am very confused.
No, I'm surprised that's how Jen remembers it. That's, you know, I'm not.
But she was very affected by it. Like, she seemed affected by how it all went down, how it all turned out at the end, and how she lost her friendship with Lauren. And in that perspective, I did feel, you know, a little like, damn, like something like this could really.
Yeah, it affected
16,
her.
17 years later, you're still like.
Totally. I mean, know that no one on the producerial side was like, let's bust these people up. Mm-hmm. And how do we do that? We make up a relationship? No, we're trying to take real actions and understand those repercussions. And the stuff that comes later is also all real. Like, and when I say all real, I mean, we're doing a scene with Jen and Lauren. Lauren knows that Jen's coming. Mm-hmm. Jen knows that Lauren's going to be there. And Lauren has something to say, and I'm sure Jen had something to say, and that's what that scene is, you know? And the same with this one. Heidi knew this was going to happen, but you still don't want, you know, somebody coming by work if you don't.
Oh, no, you could tell. And when Heidi comes on, she could, like, say how she felt, but it seemed like she was so uncomfortable with Jen just showing up there.
In the episode, she's like, I'm just going to wash my hands.
Right.
I want nothing to do with this more drama. Like, I'm not giving you advice. I'm not doing this. I'm staying out of this one, because she knew that Heidi.
It's a hot potato. Yeah.
Heidi knew that Jen made a mistake.
Well, and she even says, like, Jen seems in this episode like she's admitting that she did something.
No. She's saying sorry for something, right?
Right.
So if you're saying sorry, what are you saying sorry
for? What is it for? Right.
And no one's saying, Jen, go in and apologize. And Jen wasn't going, oh, I didn't do anything, but we need an apology. We're not making it up like that.
Yeah.
We're shooting schedules and like, okay, Jen, you know, come by the house at 4, Lauren, that's what's happening, we'll be set up. That's the part we're controlling.
Yeah. Well, I think they really did want, Jen really did want to have a conversation with Lauren, but Lauren wouldn't talk to her outside of filming.
Unless
correct,
filming,
yes.
Right?
So
right.
When she showed up, that was her only chance to talk to Lauren.
That's, I'm sure you guys remember we would encourage you not to talk before scenes because
we talked about that. Yeah.
We want it all in the scene because we don't know how much of the story we're going to be able to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys are doing, if you're whatever beefs you have or disagreements or anything, if that gets cleared up before we can shoot it, the show isn't as good.
Well, you feel it from watching the episode. Yeah. You feel the emotions. Like,
but
you
that affected. Yeah. The cast members in the, not me, by the way.
Right.
The actual girls who like really wanted to talk about it beforehand maybe, and some of them didn't because of how it would portray on the show. It was not authentic and yes or no. But sometimes it was like for Heidi, a lot of what I'm listening to Heidi's side is that she really wanted to talk before because she was real and she felt real and she wanted to say whatever she needed to say before the camera. She didn't want it to be for the camera. She wanted it to be for her real life.
For the sake of their friendship. And
so people have different needs, right? So when cast members like you guys, and we're encouraging you, why don't you save it for the scene? Because we want the real emotion. We don't want Lauren remembering 10 minutes ago or Jen remembering I said a good line. We want it to feel real. That said, that's that's what the show needs. Is it what your friendship needs? That's, you know, probably not.
That's what was always hard for me filming personally is, like, even with Justin, it was bringing people on that I truly, truly had a connection with or truly, like, where I was involved with. Because with filming, they don't always understand the filming aspect of it. And it's like, there's a lot of blurred lines and there's a lot of trust issues and confusion of what's like, did you really mean that? Or like, you know, it's like hard.
It is. I mean, it is. And the show, I think, takes that into account, but it's also, I mean, Justin, I know you knew him before we started shooting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And we really liked him, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, then what story can we tell with them? Mm-hmm. And then it is also, after shooting, there's nothing stopping anyone from going, you know, that I'm sorry this happened in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I think needed to happen. But there are also people, you know, I'm not sure, we haven't gotten into later seasons where, you know, someone comes in to a scene, you're not expecting them, they're mic'd, and you're like,
Oh, what, you know? Remember those
yeah.
times.
And so, I mean, I'm not saying clubs. That's the way to do it. Yeah. I'm just saying there's a, you know, I'm, yeah. I don't those, have, a, there's those... a lot of dynamics. I'm not trying to defend it all because I enjoy what, I enjoy making shows, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
no.
I think that's why I was a little
hesitant or just kind of.
I was trying to be politically correct with my cast members because I didn't want to have those issues of problems with them and yeah. and I think that's why I sucked for reality TV because I wasn't as just blunt as you had to be on certain occasions where you really wanted to say something and have somebody else's back completely and you're like I'm not gonna do that because if I do that. You gonna hate me now too,
right.
And I'd just rather be like, "Hey,
yeah.
try to piece it out in the mm-hmm. most positive way possible." And maybe it worked or not, but for me, it just always felt like, "Yeah, that's why I'm not shooting 100 scenes." And the people that were being honest and being blunt and
well, right? I think right. As producers, we're leaning into the cast members who are less have a less of a filter and are more ready to. To sort of walk that tightrope with either their friends or their frenemies or whoever they are. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, does it screw with your head? I'm sure that it does, you yeah. know? And, but we're not, and, you know, you've got five producers going, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sure, it's fine. Who cares? You know, like, but.
It'll be fine later.
Yeah.
Just say sorry.
Be right.
Be
right. I don't want
to. And I think that's what happened with Jen when she was like, whether she was encouraged or not. To flirt with Brody or to hook up with Brody or be with Brody or hang out with Brody, whatever it was, at the end of the day, there was a real friendship behind those words.
Right.
And she decided to go with, I am going to flirt with Brody for the show's sake. Mm-hmm. Whether she was encouraged or not,
mm-hmm.
she did that. And for Lauren, I think that's where she was like, hey, dude, she whether it was the for line. The show or yeah. not for the show,
right? It's
you
it's,
did that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to put up with that because... You yeah. betrayed me.
I mean, yeah. you see Lauren is genuinely like upset with her. She's betrayed. And that's, and it wasn't just because of Brody. I think in this episode, Lauren talks about, or Lo brings it up, someone that Jen, Bunny, and her had issues prior, but they don't talk about what those issues were.
Right. Just, I mean, when Lauren talked about it, I didn't know any of the Jason makeout story that she tells.
Oh, yeah.
Too. We had no idea about that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So it's in the episode. Lauren tells Brody at the lunch. Brody and Lauren go to lunch and they talk about New Year's Eve and Jen Bunny. And Lauren tells Brody that when she first met Jason,
Jen knew
that she had a crush on Jason, and then she went and made out with Jason, and then Jason made out with her later.
Did you know that the night I kissed Jason, Jen kissed him first? I told Jen, I kind of like Jason. She's like, I got your back. She went to another room to talk to him. Apparently made out with him.
So it's just like, as a friend, you don't do that. So I think Lauren had resentments.
Yeah. And she brings it up when her and Jen are talking too. And Jen's line that we used is don't even talk about that, which I get. Jen doesn't, I mean, you know, she doesn't want to talk on camera about that. And I'm sure that's something that obviously if Lauren's bringing it up, I'm guessing it's it hasn't been settled with the both of them. Mm-hmm. It's a fine line because you don't want to be a cheerleader for someone's getting into an argument, you know? But that moment that ends the show is a real moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not made up.
You can tell.
You can feel it. It's from both sides. Yeah.
It's cold in there.
Yeah.
Gosh. Well, in the next scene, I end up getting Lauren. We're driving in the car and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go along with her being mad.
Heidi cancels first.
Oh, yeah. So Heidi cancels on Lauren.
And I thought that was like, I'm like, how could she? It's her birthday. I'm over here falling for it like a little.
And it's Spencer.
Yeah. And, you know, that's definitely something Lauren believed because that is believable.
But that how good is the show that you're like, I'm watching it again. I'm 41 years old now. And I'm like, what?
I know. You get sucked in. I'm sucked in too. And so then I end up taking Lauren to Hyde to go out.
One, two, surprise!
Little does she know that all of her friends are there and she walks in and she's so surprised and so happy.
She sees my face. She's like, what? Frankie on the
Frankie
Hills?
Frankie Delgado.
I got to freeze this moment.
Yeah.
I know it's my birthday, but Frankie Delgado's here.
And that was her 21st. That was a fun night at Hyde. That was so much fun. And you guys rented that out. It was all of Lauren and her friends. Yeah.
Well, we had the deal. Special. You know, Bolt House was friends of ours. It was a fun night also because there was no agenda that night. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, let's troll with Lauren and find this moment, or we need looks of people being angry.
Yeah,
or,
there was no stories really going on either.
I mean, Spencer gave that toast that was, I thought, truly heartfelt and kind and really like.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. How was Spencer there? And this is a question for Heidi, I guess. But how was Spencer there at Lauren's birthday party? And everybody was cool with him being there because they had no relationship up to then.
Yeah.
Except for on New Year's, she was like, hey, peace, bye. Mm-hmm. And they said bye to each other. And now he's at the birthday party, which is an intimate situation. And he does the toast.
Yeah, that for me, watching it, and I think it almost gives the viewers hope that like, oh my gosh, they're all going to be friends. Like everything's going to smooth over and she's fine.
We wanted it to feel that way. We also didn't want it to be a weird thing every time Spencer and Lauren were in proximity to each other. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also when you're watching it, it's like, that seems very adult, very grown up, very like, okay, Spencer's, you know, he says that they're not the best of friends, but because Heidi loves you, so do I, or some version of that. It's what you would hope with guys, you know, like I'm sure you've been to birthday parties and you're like, why is that person here? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't, right?
All the time.
Right, but your head doesn't explode and you don't, you know, life continues.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought that was a very mature play from both sides of like, he showed up for Heidi because Lauren is very important to Heidi. So Spencer makes it a mission to, if it's important to you, it's important to me now. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna get up here in front of everybody and say, a little toast.
Yeah,
and it was great.
And Lauren really had no idea. Like, no idea.
When I was watching it, because I haven't watched it in a while. Mm-hmm.
17 years.
Yes. I was like watching it. I was thinking, oh God, what's he going to say? Because you never know with Spencer. That's part of the fun of Spencer. And it's like, is he going to screw this up? But he doesn't. I mean, that's what, I mean, I love that moment. You know?
That was a really sweet moment.
That's why I said this next three episodes just change everything about the future of the show.
So what we were talking about earlier, so Jen comes into this next scene and this is what closes the episode out, but she does arrive and this is where they have that conversation and Lauren is like, she's really upset.
Well, I just have been trying like really hard to like talk to you.
I know. Well, I'm saying like you've tried really hard, so like talk to me now.
How long was that scene? Like sometimes, you know, you film for a while and then with editing it's cut down, but did Jen have anything else to say? Because in this scene, she really didn't have much to say.
You know, I didn't keep notes, but I would guess that was a very long scene.
Uh-huh.
Because that means that we were probably shooting for, you know, an hour, at least of just the content of them on the couch.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to get it out. I mean, that's part of the you know, the show's 20-something minutes. We're cutting down a lot. We're giving you the best of. But it's a very concentrated moment and we wanted it to feel that way. Mm-hmm. But I remember that night and I'm sure we were all, you know, the crew was, the producers were on the balcony watching monitors thinking, okay, you know, Lauren's hit a lot of the points. Jen's responded as you would think she would. You know, it felt, you know, and then the closing of the door at the end was also, I mean, that wasn't us. That was Lauren.
Like I said, it was a cold moment.
Yeah.
But with that cold moment, look who just walked in the door.
Hello. Sorry.
Heidi's back.
Heidi.
Feeding a sick baby.
No,
I'm here.
Heidi, we have Andrew Perry on.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Heidi.
You?
It's been a while. Nice to see you.
It has. You as well. How is life?
Life is good. How about for you?
Life is easy, which is great.
I hope your baby isn't sick for long.
Thank you.
So, Heidi, we needed you.
We needed you for a lot of these questions. It's been crazy.
So, I mean, at the top, this is whenever Heidi breaks it, you break it to Lauren that Spencer invited you to move in with him. And then Lauren expresses her disappointment that you told Lo before her. But then you actually tell Lauren that, you know, you've decided to stay put and you're not going to move in with Spencer.
Do you want to?
I told them that I wasn't going to. So I'm happy that I decided to stay here with you, though.
But this is what we were saying earlier before you came on. It's like this is where you're in that pickle of wanting to please Lauren and save your friendship and be with her. But then also, you know, having Spencer who loves you and wants to start a life with you and that. Do you remember? What do you remember from this scene?
Did you change your mind for real?
Yeah, because I think later you do change your mind and you end up obviously moving in with Spencer. But obviously in this moment.
They get married.
Yeah. I mean.
We're here.
Right.
We're here.
And then they had kids too, I think.
Yeah.
I think they end up having
a couple kids. Spoiler alert. Don't tell anybody.
I know, right? But in this scene, it's like you're kind of back and forth in this episode with Lauren and then with Spencer.
You know, it was just a really challenging time. And I think I was just really excited and told Lo, and I didn't get a chance to tell Lauren. So it just wasn't strategically telling Lo and not Lauren. You know, when something happens and you just get excited in the moment, you just want to tell somebody. And, you know, I just think that Lauren and I weren't able to have that moment. And like you saw in real life or off camera. So drinks are flowing. It's fun. You know, I'm excited that I even had that conversation with Spencer, not having conversations about who knows what else. And it was a really hard decision to make. And so I wanted her to know, like, I'm not just jumping ship and that I did need to have that conversation with her. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you're planning her surprise party too in this episode. Her 21st, right? So you are like trying as a friend to, you know, make her happy and show that, you know, you're making effort and you want to be a part of her life and her a part of your life. The party was amazing. I totally forgot about this episode until I watched it. But I remember that night. It was so much fun. Everybody got along. Spencer had the speech, which was really surprising, right? And Lauren didn't mind it.
Heidi, the love of my life, loves Lauren more than anything in the world. So that makes Lauren an amazing person. We don't see eye to eye, but they do. So in the end of the day, we all see eye to eye.
Lauren and I think this is right when we had a trip to, Utah or somewhere. And I think right in between here, we just had like an alone trip together. And it was a time for us to kind of just be together. We didn't like talk about a lot of heavy things, but it just reminded us of our friendship and that bond. And I think that was a really healing trip for us. And just to get a chance to get out of LA and out of producers and out of the cast and everything away from that. So here is a moment where I just thought, okay, everything's good. I can have the best of both worlds. I can have my relationship with Lauren and be able to stay with her and live with her and show her that I am making a big effort, which is what she wanted, and have Spencer come in, kind of wave the white flag a little bit and have them coexist. Because at the end of the day, they never had a direct problem. Like Lauren really liked Spencer to a point where I was like, whoa, that's my boyfriend, like in the beginning. She wasn't like, okay, don't take that wrong, everybody. But those two got along and they got, you know, it was the four of us for a while, like we always say. So just the pull of me and the things that happened in between made them really kind of have this resistance between each other. But it was nice to be able to have that be set aside and regardless of how they felt for each other, letting Lauren have Spencer be able to show up was a big deal and on camera.
Well, and how did you, because watching this too, and I know we had a scene talking about how we were going to, you know, fake her out and like you were going to bail on her last minute and say, get a call from Spencer. And I was like, oh, she's going to be mad. Like she was genuinely upset. That was real. Like she really thought that was like real.
Probably not the best plan.
I know. Looking back and watching it, I'm like, wait, that was not.
We were happy with it.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Sorry.
I think we were just like, what would be
believable?
What could I do to like get her out and we're going and like party fun mode and have her like be dressed up and ready to go and celebrating that and then get her there. And then I thought like it could kind of play as a joke on everything that's happened and hard feelings. And I think it's one of those jokes that like happens too soon. You're like, oh, that was kind of like the burn. But I was just, and also for TV and, you know, we're trying to just
keep it exciting and entertaining and make a TV show. Yep. Yeah. Okay. So then Jen Bunny comes to your work in this episode. And I mean, you seemed really uncomfortable with her being there because she wants to know what's going on with Lauren. And do you remember this? I think you told her that you just didn't want to be a part of it, that that's between them, basically.
I didn't expect the fallout to be so catastrophic with Jen either. And at this point,
really?
I just thought... Yeah, I think that we didn't think Lauren had such a thing with Brody at that point, you know? So like from that time to watching how it played out and how upset Lauren really was, I think she was obviously more upset with Jen than me.
Yeah. And Jen even says like she couldn't believe that Lauren was so upset over sloppy thirds about Brody because it just kind of like seems like Jen maybe... And then at the end, kind of apologizes for something. But I know when we had Jen on, she said that they never kissed or anything happened. So I don't, it's like for the viewers and listeners, it's just confusing.
But you can tell on the show that there's intent of like, oh yeah, you really think Brody would want to be with me?
I watching this scene, it was confusing because you really think that like, she did, it seems like she did maybe hook up with Brody.
But and she's excited about like, the fact that she has a shot at Brody and she's excited about like when they're at the Les Deux upstairs and they're you guys are talking and she's like, ooh, am I going to make a move? Or like, is he going to like, you know what I mean? Like she didn't seem like she was, and maybe that's what upset Lauren, you know, that like,
yeah,
you're going to come into this show, which is my show, and you're going to go after my guy that I've been like.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. I mean,
I think it was her public guy, right? You asked Andrew, what did you say, Andrew?
What I liked about the scene that ends the show between Jen and Lauren is that it feels real. I mean, and that to me means it was real. Mm-hmm. Lauren's not faking it and nor is Jen. And Jen is actually apologizing for something, which I now, you know, it seems that she's saying nothing happened. We weren't saying to her, go in and, you know, try to clear the air. That was something Jen wanted to do. I'm sure Lauren wanted to speak her mind, too. But if Jen is saying she didn't hook up or she didn't kiss Brody, then what's the anger about?
I think the anger from Lauren was feeling blindsided by her friends, right? She's feeling frustrated that we were with Brody and Spencer and even asking her like, hey, like putting her on the spot, I think. Mm-hmm. I think that's where her frustration came from. Like, all right, you guys know he's like my on-camera whatever boyfriend that I did have a crush on, because she did. She really had a thing for them and it didn't play out and she was hooking up with other guys. And I also think in Laguna, like, because it's so small, probably like a lot of their friends growing up hooked up with friends and hooked up with friends. Like it just wasn't such a big deal from what I took when I spent some time down there. But, I think you're right. I think that she was mad that whole thing happened and it felt kind of like behind her back, even though we were trying to like call her and be like, hey, is this really cool? Or is it not? Like, what do you think? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that was frustrating for her. Her and Jen have been best friends since preschool. And she just felt like, betrayed by her. And again, looking for a reason to just be like, I'm done with this. So I think there was genuine anger with the whole situation. And I think that with the falling out with me too, like a lot of it had all been put together with Lauren's emotions and not compartmentalized. Like, okay, no, I'm angry about this with this. I'm angry about this with this. You know, she's going through a lot quickly on camera and sorting it out. And it's kind of all bleeding into each other. So to me, that seems like a big, you know, it's still so unfortunate that Jen and Lauren haven't buried the hatchet. I mean, like there's no reason in my mind, like it shouldn't have gone that far. Okay. Whatever. You're upset that maybe she thought Brody, who half of Hollywood was trying to hook up with, you know, and Jen's flattered, you know, she'd never had a guy like Brody and We were all hanging out and it was cool. And, you know, they live near each other in Laguna. Like, they should still be, they have kids the same age.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, this was, there was a lot going on in this episode.
Yeah. But I think we should get into the fan questions at this point.
Lots of questions.
Lots of this episode, this next three episodes are going to be rough for, like, I think just.
Yeah, just for, and then it third it season everything. Gets crazy.
Yeah.
But if for the new listeners out there, if you guys have any questions, you can always ask us a question or leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/thehills. Or you can message us on our Instagram at The Hills Rewatch or on YouTube.
Here's our first question from Christine for Adrena. Was the rumor that Justin Bobby hooked up with Lauren real? If not, who started it?
It was real. So what happened, we had our friend Dino, Justin and I's friend Dino, he's passed away now, but he's the one that told me, and he was a pretty good friend, and he was acting so weird to me for 3 weeks, and then he finally fessed up because he couldn't hold it in, and he said that him and Justin were in Vegas, and I guess Lauren was there too for Agenda or one of those shows out there in August for fashion stuff. And they ran into her, and then they went to Planet Hollywood, and that they hooked up. And so when I found that out, I called Lauren and I called Justin. Lauren hung up on me, and then she wouldn't answer. And then Justin, remember I told you guys immediately.
I have no memory of this.
And then Justin would not talk to me either. And so nobody would talk to me or give me answers and tell me, like, but they waited until the cameras were there to talk to me. So that's when Lauren would actually speak to me. It was when the cameras were rolling. And then Justin did the same thing. He wouldn't talk to me either until the cameras were rolling.
That is so frustrating.
And they just said that I was delusional and what I was making things up and like on it. And I was like, I'm not. Like, I wish that we could get Dino to clear this up and say so.
I'd never heard any of that, sincerely. I knew there was a rumor. That's what I'd heard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I mean, Andrew signed a contract. So who knows? He is not going to divulge any more information on the.
Me? I had no idea if that happened. I
talked about it to Kiara in one of the, this will be in the later seasons, I think. But I talked to Kiara about it on camera, about the details. And then I filmed this scene with Lauren on camera and then Justin on camera to try to get answers. And like, I was really upset.
Sorry. And maybe that's after I was off the show.
But no, I think that was when you were off the show. I don't remember you being there for that. But I mean, Dino, our mutual friend Dino, told me.
That sucks.
I don't know. Maybe he assumed it happened. I don't know. But I was like, really, really, I just felt like betrayed by both of them.
Andrew, what was one of your favorite memories about The Hills? And what do you think sparked the magic of the success of the show?
Wow, that's a good question, and thank you. I loved the first season. I think the beginning of it and discovering the friendships of the four of you was really, although, you know, some of that was definitely manufactured, meaning we put you all together. We introduced Adrena to you and Lauren. Whitney was just, wasn't something we had planned for. It all just happened. And I loved when all of that came together as a story. I think because we were trying to tell the story of four young women in Los Angeles, and the first season and Teen Vogue and the party of letting people in or not, whatever that dynamic was, like, it was so new. Prior to making The Hills, for myself and most people who work in the world of alternative television or unscripted.
Alternative television. I've never heard that one.
Is we were just trying to shoot a series, and it was just, did it look good? That was never on your mind. You know, mm-hmm. you were just trying to capture all the action and then try to tell a story. I think this show enabled the people to make it. I'm talking about everyone, the crew and the cast, to start thinking about, this is really beautiful. How can we visually tell a story? And so that, to me, that was the part of it. It was mind expanding when the show began. I've mentioned this before, because we didn't have interviews. You know, we were trying to tell stories without, you know, you looking at camera and saying, that lunch didn't go very well. You know, we needed you to then tell someone else in a scene, Jen Bunny came over and I think this isn't going to be great. It expanded in my mind, at least that. And I think part of the reason of its success was, as I'm sure you guys all know, there are many real moments in the series, huge ones that are heartfelt from both sides. And around that, we have other scenes that we're trying to tell the story with. And so were those as real? They're used as a story, a tool. You know, if that does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah.
It sure does. Yeah.
You can cut that down a lot too, I hope.
No, that's a good
magic of editing.
That's a good
explanation.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, well this could be again for Andrew Perry, you know?
Okay.
Do you have anything that you would have wanted to keep in an episode that just never made it? That you remember that you're like, oh, this would have been so great for the episode.
Oh, good question.
And it is a good question. When we were editing, I don't have a specific, Whitney falls down the stairs or something like that, God forbid. But the things that we cut out of the show when we were editing it were usually humor. Because humor... We saw the show as having real moments of
soap opera.
Yeah, of a laughter and of like, that's a funny moment, that's charming. But if it didn't address story, it was the thing that had it only for time. If we were able to squeeze time somewhere else, we would leave in that moment. Yeah. And also, I think, you know, we're shooting a few scenes a day. There were lots of fun moments. And some of them didn't make it into the show, unfortunately.
This thing should have made it.
Right. We all went ziplining and we had to cut it. No, I don't have anything like that. Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming on. We're excited to get the BTS and everything from you.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
We love you. We love having you. It's twice now, so hopefully we have you a third time.
Yeah, especially third season.
I would love to. It's great talking about it. And I'm learning stuff too, sincerely.
Oh, amazing, amazing. So now you can listen to exclusive bonus content plus ad-free episodes by signing up at castmedia.com/castplus. And that's cast with a K. media.com/castplus.
Thank you so much for listening and watching. Please follow, rate, and review Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch wherever you listen to your podcasts. 5 stars, please.
5 stars.
If you're a listener, remember you can watch us too on YouTube and now on Spotify. You can listen to the podcast on Spotify. And when you want to watch, you just turn the phone landscape and boom, it's a video.
See you guys next week. I hope Brody's back next week. But if not, he's still probably going to be in his baby moon in Hawaii. And Andrew, maybe you come next week.
Yeah. I'm around.
Thank you.
See how it goes.
For coming right. and clearing the air about all the questions we had.
We really appreciate you, Andrew.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Heidi, thank you for showing up today. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Better late than never.
Hey, that's the same.
Breastfeed a baby over here. That's a lot.
All right, guys. Bye.
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 Save big money now on new siding from LP SmartSide at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.